It's been talked about, debated, and argued for going on now more than 3 years. But finally, the old Kmart building and its large, vacant parking lot is scheduled to be redeveloped. The new complex called District at Latimer Square will have 340 apartments for both multifamily and student housing.
It's an opportunity to transform a rundown 10-acre former Kmart that's in the heart of Commercial Node into a vibrant community.
That's Mark Becker, Director of Development Operations for Trinitas Ventures, an Indianapolis-based company heading the project. However, the national company ELS Architecture and Urban Design is responsible for drawing up the master plan. ELS Director Ryan Call says the location is perfect for this type of development with its relation to amenities.
There's an opportunity here to reinforce your existing local and national chain retailers, and there's a chance to put the housing where it belongs, which is inside the city.
Along with being near a cluster of retailers and restaurants by the College Mall, the location has easy access to public transportation. Becker says that's a key benefit to the development.
The fact that this is on Bloomington Transit, we love the fact that there's existing infrastructure and existing bus service there. And then as the city continues to grow its bicycle infrastructure, we're adding a bunch of different bike lanes, so I think that'll be helpful.
In May, the Bloomington Plan Commission held a public hearing to look over the site plan. The biggest takeaway from that meeting was the project needed more green space. Call says over the last 2 months, developers added 300 new trees, a half mile of bike lanes, a mile of sidewalk, and 1.5 acres of park space to the site.
There's a chance to create gathering and park space in a district that doesn't have that much at all.
More parks, sidewalks, and bike lanes are valued by many Bloomingtonians. But one of the main concerns from residents about this project is traffic. Nearby Park Ridge East neighborhood resident Steve Akers says the vehicle traffic leading into Target and Chick-fil-A on Kingston Drive is severe.
That backup has gone on to 3rd Street. It's been kind of a nightmare. And in Target, a very popular retail establishment with all their traffic. Hopefully, you know, the residents will walk over to Target, ideally.
That concern was relayed to developers when designing the site. It led to the decision to add 2 thoroughfares running east-west through the development that connects Clarice Boulevard to Kingston. City engineer Andrew Sibor says the 2 new streets will make a difference.
I think that it will be distributed by the number of access points provided, and there will be some, you know, slowing caused by that, but I don't think it will get to the point of significant traffic congestion.
Senior zoning planner Eric Grulich says once residents move in, the city can go back and make street adjustments.
Could be looked at in the future if traffic gets to be worse, to put in 4-way stops. You know, that just kind of depends on traffic movements and counts.
And with a housing development of this size, there's the issue of parking. To accommodate the large number of future residents, the site will have 535 parking spaces. That includes a 378 parking space garage.
One thing that we wanted to make sure we did as well was locate the parking garage towards the rear of the project. That way it's not as prominent.
Becker says he doesn't expect every District at Latimer Square resident to have a vehicle. Proximity to Bloomington Transit, more bike lanes, and living next to grocery stores and shopping could reduce vehicle occupancy. Pending approval from City of Bloomington Utilities and the Bloomington Fire Department, demolition and construction could start as early as November of this year. The project is expected to be completed by July 2023. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Burks.